I suspect Eddie would have preferred this morning to be introduced with some highlights from the deciding Game 7 in the NBA Finals yesterday. Cleveland ultimately victorious. And to celebrate this morning, Eddie's got the LeBron James jersey on and the Cleveland hat. Mate, you came in this morning and you're on cloud nine.
Yes, I am. I'm very happy. You know, LeBron got up, my boy. So, I was very excited yesterday. You know, we got to watch the last quarter because we trained at Adelaide Oval. So, the boys weren't happy with that. But
did they structure training though?
No.
Really?
We
because there's a bit of a basketball contingent within the Crows, isn't there, Ed?
Yeah, there is. Sam Jacobs is Golden State, so we're getting a little few updates during training. And so we came off the track about 11:30, and we had to get dressed, shower up, and get straight back to Adelaide. Amy Stadium, because we had our next rotations there and had lunch. So hopefully none of the boys got any speeding fines on the way back to Amy Stadium. So,
how do you reckon Don would have responded if you'd had a little player delegation that went to him and said, "Look, we're wondering if you could reschedule training so we can watch the basketball"?
I don't know. I actually said to Nobes, David Noble, that could we get it up on the big screen? it's only 45 minutes of the first half, so. Let's get it done. Get it done at Adelaide Oval. It's all right. We'll still train, but we'll just have a little glimpse up. It's like watching a replay after you kick a goal.
Do you do that when after you've kicked one of your trademark goals? Do you like watching up on the screen?
I try not to, because I know watching footy and watching games over the weekend, when someone kicks a goal and they look up, it's obvious they're looking at themselves. So
yeah,
I used to do it a lot, and Anna told me not to do it because it looks like you're just loving yourself watching yourself kick a goal. So I tend to keep my head to the ground and focus on the game.
Well, they do that a lot in the NBA, don't they? They always look up at the big TV that's above them, their stats, one and two at the replay.
Yeah, the replay, or just to see if it's a foul or not.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's what they climb.
Yeah, so you're feeling rested, all fired up after the break. Was it a good break?
Yeah, it was a good break. You know, we went straight from after the West Coast game on Sunday. We went straight to from Perth to Melbourne. So we stayed there for 4 days. So it was good. Good to get a nice little break. But it went too quick, so now we're back into it. And it was a weird week, because I got back on a Thursday, and on a Friday we trained, and Friday was basically our Monday, because we play on a Thursday night, so everything's been brought forward 2 days. So,
yeah,
it's a bit weird.
So it's a pretty short break, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a pretty short break, and, you know, I was sitting at home on Friday night having dinner, and I turned on the TV, and footy was on. I was like, "Babe, footy's on. It's Monday, footy's on." And I was like, "Oh, no, it's Friday. Sorry about that. I just got my days mixed up."
Opportunity for something of revenge this week. Thursday night, North Melbourne, 10 points in round one. Has your mind gone back to that game at all? Has Don Pike talked about it at all?
No, not really. And I wouldn't say it's revenge. I think we're playing some good footy, and we want to go out and just play our way. I mean, we're in some good form. You know, going across the West Coast and getting that win is probably one of the hardest trips to do in AFL. So, you know, we're very excited for this week, and we can't wait. You know, North are a great side, and they played Hawthorn, I think, on Friday night, so that was a tough game for them. And, you know, now they got us on Thursday night, so we'll see how it goes.
This game is the real chance, given that we're a game behind so many of the teams above the Crows' head. If we get a win Thursday, this is a real chance to start pushing towards the top four, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we spoke about, you know, last week against West Coast, or the week before, about how important that game is, you know, just to get a win. And I think it was 8-4 going into the bye. So it's you know, even important this week, like you said. You know, we can catch up on a few of the teams above us. So it's going to be a super game, and forecast is for hell, I think. So
I know. I've got the weather report here.
Where
is it? It's Thursday, 80% chance of rain, and they're saying we could get 15 millimetres, and there's going to be blowing a gale in the afternoon. So how will that affect the game, do you think?
I don't think it'll affect it a little bit, but I think it's more so about just getting the ball forward.
Yep.
I mean, it's we just got to win the ball in the midfield, and if it's raining, we just got to surge it forward, you know, because I think, you know, in the paper it said that we're the dominant forward this year would kick 99 goals between the three of us. So I think we just got to get it forward, and, you know, hopefully, as I said, us forwards can kick the goals.
Speaking of your forwards kicking the goals, I think you were, about 11 years old when Tony Modra won the Coleman medal, and today he says that you're part of the best forward line the Adelaide Football Club's ever had. How do you feel about that?
Oh, that's amazing. With Mods, you know, you grow up idolising Mods, you know, jumping in the backyard, taking screamers, shouting out Tony Modra. Modra! Yeah, but we can't get ahead of ourselves. I mean, you know, we're just playing our role down there. And the best thing about our forward line is we're unselfish. And when somebody's down, the other person's up. And, you know, it's great to be a part of this forward line. You know, when somebody kicks a goal, we're very excited to get around him and celebrate it with him as well. So, yeah, we're doing all right.
What do you think of the Thursday night fixture, Ed? It's been pretty good for the Crows, hasn't it? We had that great win, was it against Collingwood last year? We beat them on a Thursday night.
Yes. I remember that.
The team's done pretty well with the Thursday night games.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hopefully we can continue that run. Yeah, it's good. But like I said, it feels weird because everything's brought forward, and you know, you train on a Friday. Friday is your Monday, and it's just the days are weird. But I guess you just got to, you know, train like it's a normal week and go out and play your way, and hopefully we can get the win against North.
Now, have you got any fun facts for this week, mate?
Yeah, I do. I've got a little fun fact. It's about our skipper, actually. He's, I would say, yeah, Taylor Walker's kicked 285 career goals and needs 7 more goals to draw level with the Roo on 292.
Ooh.
To become the second on the all-time Crows goal-kicking list against that champion you just spoke about before, Tony Modra.
Gee, that's amazing to be this point of his career, number 2 all-time at the club.
Yeah, and Tony Modra's only on 440, so I think
Tex will get him.
I reckon Tex will kick 7 this week.
Seven.
Jeez, I'd like to see that.
Fingers crossed.
That'd be good Thursday night. How many you've kicked for the Crows?
I'm 3 off 150.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, what's that, 147?
You're right about 120 odd back from the Roo? Something like that? Was it Roo 260 something?
292. Taylor's on 285.
Oh, well, you might get the Roo too.
Just keep kicking goals, hey?
Yeah. How are you feeling about goal of the year, mate? Have you seen any goals to pip you since you kicked that one?
I keep checking in. It was funny you said that because last week when we played West Coast, I think it was Cripps got the ball at half back, and Kyle Hardigan was chasing him. He was like just bouncing and ran all that way, and ended up kicking a point. And I looked to who was on me at that time? Wellingham. I said, lucky you missed that. He would have won goal of the year. He would have stole it off me.
Right.
I was trying to shout, Kyle, catch him. He's going to steal it off me. Come on, Kyle. And Kyle was trying his hardest, trying to run and chase him. I don't really care, to be honest.
Oh, apart from that.
Yeah, apart from that.
Well, it's safe for another week.
Yeah, so, we'll see how we go. I'll try kicking another one this week.
Good luck for Thursday night, Ed, and hopefully it'll be a absolutely chock-a-block crowd. Sure it will be. People will be there in their droves.
Thank you, guys.
Eddie Betts.